Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
Just a little recap of what our show is about. We have cases every week proving that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And we have hundreds of cases, hundreds of shows archived on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. You can check out that website. We have all diagnoses indexed alphabetically, so you can click on the show and listen to our past cases that we've presented on the radio. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. You can call us for an appointment or call if you have any questions for Dr. Tong or myself. Let's recap who we had on last week, shall we?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We had two very amazing cases, as usual. Anne, who is 75 years young, from Redondo Beach, had broken three big bones in her ankle and legs from jumping off a rock when she was hiking. And this was only about 5 or 6 years ago. So she was 69. And for some reason, she thought that if she jumped off this rock that she would be okay.
She's always trying for Senior Teenage Ninja Turtle.
So she's always been a tomboy all her life. And so after doing this, she had broken her bones, and she went to see three orthopedic specialists who said that she had to have her joint taken out in order for her to not be in pain anymore, which she did not want to do. And in fact, the orthopedic specialist had said that she'll be screaming to have them take her joint out, which she did not.
Almost 99% of the time when the surgeon tells you that you need surgery, for chronic disorders, you don't need it, really.
Right.
The gallbladder surgery, hysterectomy surgery, unless the bone is fractured and you cannot walk anymore.
Right,
you know,
right.
Surgery usually not the answer.
Right. And the problem with her was that her joint was misaligned. It was not in place anymore.
Way out of alignment.
Right.
It looks scary.
Right. But her bones had already healed. Is that correct? The fractures had healed?
Yeah.
The fractures
six
had
weeks.
Healed.
Everything healed
right.
in 6 weeks.
So for 2 years, she was in excruciating pain. She could not walk. She couldn't really run. And she heard Dr. Tong on the radio in 2003, which is about 4 years ago. And after her first treatment with Dr. Tong, she had already seen
Yeah, the
great
pain was much better.
The pain was much better.
It took a while before the alignment becomes slowly become better. Right now, it's pretty much straight.
Right. We don't have pictures of that, do we?
We could have, yeah, we should have. It looks really scary. The ankle is just like our place to the right.
Right,
outside.
And now she says she can actually run again and
yes.
walk fast. And this mm-hmm. is amazing, you know, within the past few years.
Most of our Medicaid patients, in fact, all medication, gets only 3 treatments every 2 months. Medicaid
right.
only pay for that.
And
in spite of that, she get better.
Right. And in the past, actually, Medicare would cover 1 treatment a week. So their recovery and their improvement would be much faster. So
yes.
that is quite a shame. The other thing that we helped with Anne was she had her uterus had come out. She had a prolapsed uterus. In fact, she said it was prolapsed all the way.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
now she said it's pretty much all the way back in. Is that correct,
yes.
Dr. Tong?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to listen to our past shows. Anne had also talked about her friend Ray, who is 65 years old, who used to be an Olympic swimmer. Walter from Florida, who had knee problems. And after his first treatment, she stated that he said that he felt like a 20-year-old, and he's 65 years young.
Mm-hmm.
So these cases are actually not uncommon with our treatments, and these are results that we see very, very often. The other case we had on with us was Ruth from Nevada. Ruth had suffered from uterine cancer. She had a hysterectomy, thereafter had chemotherapy and radiation, and this was a few years back, and she was fine until a couple years ago. She started getting right leg lymphedema, which is severe swelling of her right leg, because what had happened was they had taken her right lymph nodes out from the hysterectomy when they took her uterus out, and the first few years afterwards, her leg was fine, but then subsequently thereafter, she suffered from severe right swelling.
This case illustrated the fact that if you did not treat the underlying cause and then also did not correct, see, most surgeons, most Western MD do not know what caused cancer, like too much acid food, too acidic mm-hmm. body fluid, okay, and your vessel get destroyed. Initially, she had enough lymph node to take care of the draining of the toxin.
Right.
But then after a while, when she did not correct the diet, and then you accumulate it to the point that it blocks the rest
right.
of the lymph.
Along with stress.
Yeah.
I mean, she might have had some stress in her life
yes.
or, you know, exactly
mm-hmm.
what you said, diet. And then that's when her problem started, because she had the same number of lymph nodes after the surgery as she did
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
After she had 1 treatment with us last week, actually a couple treatments. After the first treatment, she stated that she already felt lighter from the knee down. Her leg felt lighter. Her fatigue also was greatly lifted from the first treatment. She had thyroid problems as well, where she had radioactive iodine, right? Her thyroid was removed, and then after that, she was put on Synthroid.
Mm.
But even without taking the medication after the first treatment, she said she already felt so much more energy.
Here's a point on Synthroid. When your thyroid is not secreting thyroid hormone, it's because the thyroid is not receiving its life energy chi. Any organ needs your whole body function, whatever it is, no, blinking an eye, moving a little tiny finger, the pancreas working, thyroid working, all require this energy from your spirit. So when the thyroid is not working, you get tired because you don't have enough chi, not because you don't produce enough thyroid hormone. That's just a result. Okay. So when you get enough chi right away, even before the thyroid can crank up all the hormones, your energy becomes better.
Right.
Instantly. You know, right after the treatment, many people feel better.
Right.
Sometimes people came to see me and their eyes are so droopy because they're so tired. And right afterwards, they're lifted. Their mm-hmm. eyes, you know, they're bright eyed with spirit because the chi get right to the eyelid. That's
right.
usually the liver chi.
Right.
But in any case, okay, at that moment, the organ may not be able to catch up with all the hormones. But as long as you got the chi there, you will get the energy and you fix the physical hormonal defects.
Right.
From this energy.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Shall we get to our first guest today?
Sure, yes.
Okay, we have our guest with us today, Juan. Hi, Juan. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And we work in the motion picture business.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah. Yes.
So why don't you give us a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong and why you had to come see Dr. Tong?
I've been listening to him since probably 2000.
Oh, really? Wow. When you first get started?
Oh, yeah. So
no kidding.
That's when we started, yes, 2000.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, and then he went off the air for a little while, so I was kind of looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with you? Why you take so long to come see me?
Skeptic.
Skeptic.
So it took you 7 years,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. 7 years, yeah.
Yes.
So and it's probably when it all started coming down on me, like, you know, my hair started falling and the my ankles or my heels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And my fingers as well.
Yes.
Swell, okay.
But I was very skeptic, so I didn't want to go see any doctors. So,
so you didn't see any doctors at all?
No. Well, for my fingers, I did once, and they just sent me to a specialist, but I never went.
Mm-hmm. Now, what symptoms did you have? You have swelling? Can you kind of expound on that a little
bit? Yeah, extremely swollen and painful swelling, actually. Mm-hmm. Really painful. I couldn't even, with my right hand, I couldn't even hold something that would hang from my finger. I couldn't even do that. It's something like a 5-pounder. I wouldn't even be able to hold.
Hmm. Let's say before you describe your symptoms, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because you are completely different from your mother, which you told me a lot about, because you learned from her mistakes and you have a completely different outlook and concept and philosophy about health. And how old you are, and you run and exercise, yoga, and all these things. Tell us about that.
Well, what I learned from my mother, actually, it was actually a lesson that she taught me.
Mm-hmm.
It was an unfortunate lesson because she, after decades of going to doctors and taking medications and different things for different conditions, she passed away. 2 years ago.
Got sicker and sicker.
So, yeah, she just never got better. She would, every week she would have to go to a doctor for a different thing. So I saw that since I was a little boy. And, you know, ever since I've been just very skeptical about vitamins and pills that you take. Because what I just gathered from my own insight that it's, you know, if they didn't cure my mom, mm-hmm. Why should I be taking it?
You know, right. Now, what was wrong with your mother? Did she have diabetes or high blood pressure?
She had all of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That is a very common, I mean,
yeah.
That's the most common thing that you'll see is someone with diabetic and hypertensive and they're put on medication.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us how you take care of yourself? Because I'm very impressed. And I want to illustrate your point. Even with all the things you do, you still get sick. You know, you got burning ankles all the time.
Right.
In the winter, you got swollen. You were able to do a pull-up with one finger, you told me.
Yes.
And I know that it can be done, just like those Shaolin monk. They can stand on one finger, you know, because by focusing your mind. But tell us what you do, yoga and different things.
Yeah, well, I like nutrition overall. That's my, you know, I studied nutrition since I was 15 years old. I've been reading books and taking some courses.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I read it, the more I realize that it actually doesn't come from a pill.
Yes.
The energy comes from within.
Yes.
Right.
So somehow, some way, even though I do all the right things, I'm a vegetarian. I'm very careful where I eat and all that stuff, and I do moderate. You know, when I do eat out, I don't eat a lot.
Right.
Because I know them. You know, you just the portions over here in this country are like just
ridiculous.
They're too much. Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And still, my health still was declining.
And you do rock climbing.
How much do you run? Right. How much do you exercise?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm a very disciplined person, I never stopped, even though with my health declining. I will still do maybe 4 miles of running every day, and in the afternoon I will do some yoga and some meditation, about 15 minutes of meditation every morning.
But, very disciplined.
Yeah.
But before that, I would do a lot more because I was climbing and doing hiking. But with my fingers, I haven't been able to climb for the past 7 years. So That was a tragedy for me because it was one of the things that I enjoyed doing.
Yes.
And actually, that's one of my main questions to you, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
Would I ever be able to do the things that I enjoy doing, such as...
In a few weeks. I'm not kidding. In a few weeks.
It's a not 100% guarantee, but most likely you will be...
Oh, 99.99% with you.
Right. I mean, it's very rare that we see patients who are so disciplined with their diet, with their lifestyle, with their exercise, just with their whole state of mind.
The only thing you had really learned from me, which is really important, is the energy, the spirit, the mental part of food, the invisible part, which food are hot, which food are cold.
Right.
I told you that is so much more important, is the mind over matter, energy over form.
Right. Uh-huh.
So garlic, for instance, okay, it's very hot. Mm-hmm. For a person that's hot, you are cold. That's why, you're spleen deficient. That's why your hand and your feet get involved, okay? Mm-hmm. And so you cannot eat too much refined sweet. You cannot worry too much. And you do more meditation that will cure that kind of problem.
Now, in his case, can he eat something warmer then? If he's cold,
he can eat something warmer.
But not too hot.
Yeah, you have to get some Chinese book and learn to look at your tongue. And so you can see when you become too hot.
Right.
And because you need some warmer stuff to keep the circulation going. And once you get into that equilibrium, then you with your exercise and with your balancing your food, you probably don't even need to see me later on. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, we suggest that you come get a tune-up every couple months, especially, and you actually will get even healthier. We have people that come in, even once a year, twice a year, just for a tune-up.
Yes.
And they notice a big difference in their health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now your fingers were swollen, your ankles were burning, so you can't rock climb anymore. What else could you not do?
Will stand on one place for more than 10 minutes, one of my another things that I love, just walking and doing a lot of things on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a sitting down person, so that was another tragedy for my exercise.
And you're only in your early 30s.
Right.
Yeah, you're not old at all. Okay, so so even with all the different things, you need to know our other existence beside our physical part of the existence is the spiritual part, is the invisible part. That is the one that governs the order, the health, the peace, the harmony of this world. Mm-hmm. It's all from our mind and spirit, and you are into that. Except you have to learn a little bit more. That's
it. Well, he's pretty in tune and connected that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've had one treatment now, Juan,
my first time.
Yesterday was your first treatment. Now, tell us what you've noticed.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because this is a fact. This is nothing I wrote down or do. When he was doing the treatment, I noticed a lot of electricity going through my body, and it felt different. As I left the office, it was, as you already know, it's very hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 100 to 102 degrees out there.
Oh, really?
It was hot yesterday. Yeah.
One of the things he asked me, it was, do you sweat easily? And I said yes to that. Now, I have learned over the years that sweating was part of my life. It was just normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday when I got out of the car, it was just as hot as it was the day before. I usually use my air conditioning. I drove for 2 hours to get to my house in traffic. I did not turn the air conditioner once and did not sweat. Not one point.
I'm glad you bring that point
that's
up.
That's amazing.
Okay?
So that's a fact.
Yeah, okay. You guys, the listener out there, you may recall you've been listening to our shows. We got a couple from Las Vegas.
Right, Mark.
Mark
and Sherry.
Usually sweat excessively.
Right.
Okay.
Profusely.
Or you don't sweat.
Right.
Our treatment will make you so that you don't sweat excessively or you balance.
Right.
Not the two extremes.
Right.
And yesterday, you did not even tell me about this problem. No, you didn't.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
After one treatment.
I just treat you because in curing a person, you treat the whole person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't treat the burning ankle, which was your main complaint yesterday.
Or just the swelling finger.
A swelling finger,
right.
Okay. But I treat the whole person. You treat the heart, lung, liver, kidney, spleen.
Yeah.
A balanced whole body. So by the time, that's why you'll feel much happier also. Not just, you'll be able to go back to doing pull-up with one finger, which is an amazing thing that you really should develop even more and more.
Right. Uh-huh. Any other improvements you noticed or changes?
Well, one, it's I don't know if it's too soon to say, but my energy level feels different, feels uh-huh. more balanced, like
right.
I'm the normal person
uh-huh.
that I used to be. And the second one is that I told Dr. Tong about getting angry easily.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well,
I cheated you for that.
That I tested that on the freeway as well, because I was the type of person that would go to one lane to the other, you know, and still get to the same place at the same time.
Right.
Yes.
Well, yesterday I tested myself and I did not change lanes for 2 hours.
See,
wow.
Let me tell you this. Why is that happening? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Our treatment work by putting your mind and soul and spirit back with your body.
Right, so you are more like yourself.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's why you see,
right.
you feel like that. You feel different. You have more control because that's your personality, you know, peace, calm, and so forth.
Right, because
right.
he's into
but
the yoga meditation. So
exactly.
That's how he is. Normally.
I really encourage you to do more of that, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you become more powerful.
I like to do some reading on what you were telling me yesterday, so if I can get more information
yeah.
on
yes,
that.
Yes, there are books that you
I
can
got
read.
A list of bibliography from our office. The next time when you're in, mm-hmm. get that list, and
uh-huh.
I'll specifically.
Would I be able to get off your website?
Elaine, you can put that on.
Now,
on
what about your ankles and your fingers? Have you noticed any improvement with that?
Yes. Well, my fingers is too early to say because mm-hmm. I haven't done any pull-ups. I wanted, you know, to be careful right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they were numb yesterday for the rest of the afternoon. So this morning when I woke up, they felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
My ankles were, I mean, it was... I've been walking all day, and I haven't felt... I mean, they feel normal.
Yeah. There's no burning?
Yeah, like normal. I was... what I had is very rare. I don't know. A lot of people probably have it, but it's something that it was always there.
Mm-hmm.
It was that sensation that I always... That I was just learning to live with. It was always there.
So you had it all your life then?
The 7 years you're listening to my show. Try to be a skeptic.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Well,
yeah.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to add before we let you go, Juan?
Well, one thing I would like to ask Dr. Tong
yes.
in this study, you know, with following the rules, you know, the
yes.
rules of life,
yes.
Would I ever be able to just enjoy life, meaning go out to eat once in a while and
you can
my
do
favorite foods and all
yes.
that?
Let me tell you, okay, not only you can do all that you want, you can also eat more junk food than other people. The reason is that because you're so disciplined, so you get your health better and better. The more healthy you are, uh-huh. the more you can take
right.
care of toxins.
Right.
And you don't indulge on junk food anyway.
I don't think I would because
yeah.
I'm
right.
not a, you know, it's not my attraction. But
right.
there
it's
are things
nature.
Like such pizza. I
yes.
love pizza.
Yeah.
I love ice cream.
Of course you can
yeah.
eat that
dessert
once in a while. Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah. And another thing I tell you, okay, and Elaine had noticed on me too, I don't crave for sweet anymore.
Yeah.
When you become healthier and you're balanced, your spleen, especially when your spleen is balanced, then you don't crave for sweet. Okay, your gallbladder and liver balance, then you don't crave for the fatty stuff like pizza and so forth. Okay,
mm-hmm. right.
Trust me, that will happen.
Okay,
I can
yeah.
guarantee you 99%
yeah.
that will happen.
For sure, when
yeah.
you start, you know, feeling better and you can eat the junk foods and still, you know, get away with
yeah.
it, quote unquote. So
yeah, becoming healthy, you become mm-hmm. more free.
Right.
Yeah, you can become more free.
It's
and,
all
yeah.
a lifestyle. If you keep a consistent lifestyle, you can go out and, you know, have a glass of
yes.
wine or have some
right.
ice cream once in a while. I mean,
yeah.
this, you know, otherwise you're not living, you
yeah.
know, if you're just eating celery
so
all day.
So many people say, oh, I'm allergic to this. I cannot eat this. I cannot
yeah.
eat this. I mean, what kind of life? You don't want to live.
Life is for living, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I know another thing you emphasized in the beginning that it's just a matter of, like, kind of checking in once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I would like, you know, not to have a permanent thing that I have to go in every
oh, no.
couple
you,
months. And
you'll be cured within a
yeah.
few more treatments. That's
yeah.
it.
Right.
Yeah, I just want... The cure means that
yeah,
at this point on, okay,
for.
Actually, at this point on, your symptom will not come back.
Yeah.
But to make sure, have a few more treatment to
uh-huh.
strengthen yourself so you can stand more stress or
right.
eat more pizza,
now,
ice cream.
But that's
and
the thing. If
yeah.
you do that, if you have more stress and you eat,
yeah.
you know, the junk foods, you will have to come back once in a while for
exactly.
a tune-up because you're undoing some of the stuff that we do, especially you always have stress in your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is just something like a fine tune. Just like a car needs a tune-up, your body
exactly.
needs a tune-up.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
yeah.
but
so
it's
whenever you got a symptom, you come right back and then one or two treatment,
mm-hmm.
then you're gone.
Yeah,
okay?
You're good to go again.
Come
especially
back once a
as
year.
Disciplined
yeah.
as you are. are. So we have faith that you will do very well.
Yes. We'll fall out on you.
Not because I don't want it see you guys, but my goal is not to have to visit you too often for symptoms.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Actually, later on you'll find that visiting us is good. Uh-huh. Because no, I can keep you in touch with your soul and your spirit.
You
much
say hi, yes.
Yeah, much stronger. And make your meditation and everything yoga much more effective.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, Juan, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you want to say?
I want to say thank you very much. And
you're
my wife
welcome, yeah.
wants to thank you too because she's very happy that she sees a difference on me.
That's great. Well, we're going to have you on the show again to update us on your progress.
I will definitely do that.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Juan with us on the line. He has been listening to our show since 2000 when we started. And he actually is a very healthy guy, but started getting burning in his ankle, swelling of his fingers, and could not do the things that he used to do, like rock climb and
exercise. And stuff like that.
After his first treatment, he's already noticed considerable improvement. He doesn't have the profuse sweating anymore. His anger is more controlled.
And the burning of ankle, which is constant with him, that was what his number one symptom. And to Western doctor, this would be impossible to treat. Mm-hmm. And actually, a very, very simple thing for me to treat is just what kidney deficient.
Right.
And once you open up the kidney channel and balance everything else, the kidney is water and liver is wood. So with kidney deficient, the liver becomes deficient. Liver take care of anger. That's why he gets angry and impatient all the time. Mm-hmm. So everything is all tied together. That's why he did not even tell me, ask me about the sweating problem. And after get the treatment, that problem resolved also.
He drove 2 hours on the freeway and did not have to use the air conditioning.
And did not change lanes.
Right.
So his mind power, the mind control is much more powerful. Yeah. So this is like cure versus suppressing of symptoms.
Right.
And current research and journal publications all deal with treating symptoms. You'll never produce a cure of a disease.
And that's the thing. You have one pill to treat this symptom, another pill to treat that symptom, but you're not treating
the whole body. Every pill contributes
to
more harm to the body.
Right, because you have a side effect with this, side effect with that, and sometimes when you combine medications, you also get side effects that way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.